Good morning. It's been a while since I've been up here. Sounds like I'm echoing. So, I'll get that taken care of. It's a real privilege to be able to come and speak before you. And as I gave you a little history of who I was last time, I'll forego that and I'll just get into what I want to talk about. As we know, Ken has been talking about the third soil, the thorns that choke out the word, the seed. And he related that even in his life, and I know in my life, that so many times patches of these thorns creep in and start choking out what's been planted in our hearts. And we fall to the deception and the lies of the world and what's around us. And it just slowly, the devil never likes to do anything great. He just puts it quarter a degree off. So we just start going off on the slightly wrong channel. And pretty soon we're so far off base that we don't know what happened to us. So thinking about this and different things, I thought I would talk about faith. We all have faith. And I'm going to talk about some of the deceptions, the lies that I have seen in churches that I've been caught up in myself about faith. Faith seems very simple. Okay. Which button? There we go. Hebrews 11:1-3 is basically verse 1 is the definition of faith. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. For by it, the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things that are visible. Things that was not made was out of things that we do not see. So basically, it's saying we believe in things that we do not see. We believe that in a reality that isn't tangible all the time. It's a hope like the world. We didn't see the world being made. We didn't see Christ speak the world in existence. We believe that he did by hope, by faith. One of the contrary beliefs is evolution. They believe that God didn't make it. It came by involved thing. So they have their faith in evolution. We have our faith in hope, or God. I think as people, or as God's creation, we all are made with a seed of faith in us. Every nation, every people there is have some type of God. They worship idols. We're more sophisticated. We don't worship idols. We just worship our cars, our money, our jobs. But we have faith in other things besides that we hope for. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So if we are Christians, we have exercised this faith in God. So we cannot say we don't have faith. To be saved, the first thing we did in becoming a Christian is act on God's grace by faith. So we all have a measure of faith in us, which we connect to God. But there are pitfalls that, as we grow as Christians, situations come up, and the first thing we say, I don't have the faith for that. I don't have enough faith. I can't do that. Or we just sort of turn into ourselves and we don't do anything. And part of this figuring we don't have the faith to do stuff, in a lot of churches, they get into the idea that, well, we'll have to go to somebody that has great faith and have them pray for us. What are we doing? And the one church I went to for a while, that everybody figured if they needed something, prayer to answer to prayer, they went to the pastor and his wife, which overwhelms the pastor and his wife. But they said they have great faith. If they pray for it, I'll get the answer. First, I transferred my faith to the pastor or to a person, not to God. And this is very common today. You see it on television, on the TV evangelists. They're telling you all about this, and they say, send us the money for this or that, or we'll send you this book, and God will answer your prayers. You're transferring your faith to somebody else rather than God. And this is error that comes up very commonly within the church. We don't have faith, so we go to other people. I'm not saying that it's not to go to other people to have them pray with you for situations. We need prayer. We need people to pray with us. But we need to maintain our view who is going to answer our prayer. It's not those people that are praying for us that will answer our prayer. It is God Himself that will answer our prayer. Other thing that happens is that as a man, I'm self-confident. And little things come up and little situations come up in my life and say, I could handle that. I could take care of that. And we just grab go ahead and push our way through and just accomplish whatever we need. And doing that, we're saying, okay, God, you just set this one out. I don't need you today. I could take care of this situation. We just nullified our faith. Even in the Old Testament, we could look at Abraham. He did the same thing times. He had great faith. God told him to go from where he was into the promised land. But later on in his life, twice he went to different places, and he told his wife to tell him, you're my sister and not my wife, so they don't kill me. Abraham is one of the people in chapter 11 of the Hall of Fame for faith. But yet, he took over the situation rather than letting God handle it. And the outcome was just like the outcome in my life most of the time. It was a tragedy. And God had to step in and take over in spite of Abraham. So that's where I fail so many times. Another point where I see that I fail is, what is faith? How do we act on faith? We use three different words a lot of times: believe, trust, and faith. And so many times I start living in the world of belief and trust. I believe that God could do anything. And I trust that he does for other people. But I don't act on the faith for myself. I'll illustrate what I mean by this. Guy walking over a tightrope. Do you believe that he could walk back and forth across that tightrope? You see him do it. You believe that he could take somebody in that wheelbarrow and push him across that tightrope? Do you? You could see him do it in the picture here. I could believe him. I could trust that he could do it. But for me to act on faith, I would have to get in that wheelbarrow for him to do it. And that's what God's asking us to do. He's the one pushing that wheelbarrow over the tightrope. He's the one that's in charge. And if we are willing to put our trust in him, he will take care of us. He'll cross that rope and have no problem. But so many times in the church, we are living in the realm of belief and trust. And we believe God could do it. And we trust God could do it. But we never move into yielding ourselves totally to God to allow him to do it. And I've been just as guilty as probably a lot of you in this area. But how do we overcome this? What do we do to correct this situation? We can go back to Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace we have been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We have to come back to the basis of who we are, of what, how we were saved, and what our foundation is. Faith in God. Faith in his ability. We have to realize what grace is. For by grace through faith. One of my pastors used the grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. How were we saved? At Christ's expense. He died on the cross, shed his blood, that we might have a relationship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Through that expense of Christ, we were brought into a relationship with God. So, how do we develop our faith? We focus too much on, well, I don't have faith, I have the faith for this. Instead of focusing on God. I'm very simple. I don't like complex things. They confuse me. So in doing this, God showed me that it's all about the relationship to him. We were saved to have a relationship with him. Amen. It was through our faith, that action of faith in his grace that he supplied, the death of Christ on the cross, paying our penalty for our sins that we cannot pay, so we could have a relationship with him. If we focus on this relationship with him, our faith will grow. If we focus on faith, then we'll fail every time. Because faith isn't what we need. We need Christ. We need God. 2 Corinthians 5, 6 and 7. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith and not by sight. So it is a walk of faith. We have to live by faith. But how do we get faith? Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God, word of Christ. We study the Bible. He gave us a whole book about himself. History, poetry, praises, everything we need to know is in the Bible. And we have to study about him. The more we learn about him, the greater our faith will be. We need to work on our relationship with God. Being a male, I'm not prone to have relationships are our weakness. And I admit it. We have very few relationships, but this is one relationship that we should do everything in our power to nurture. We need to study the Word, learn the Word, learn who God is, what He could do, and then we could receive His grace. Having that relationship with God through Christ, we have the relationship with God. We have all His riches. In Psalms, we've been studying in a small group. The psalmist talks about Him teaching us, comforting us, protecting us. That's the riches of God. We keep our relationship with God. He has given us all His riches. Everything He has is ours by that act of faith. That's the greatest thing that I have done in my life, is act on that grace and asking Him to save me. And that has changed my life, my direction. And doing the study, I've learned more about I need to focus more on the relationship, seeing who God is, what He does, has done for me, and where He wants me to go, than worrying about faith. Faith will take care of itself if we have a relationship with God. We could go back to Matthew 14. We all know the story of Peter or Christ walking on the water. You look at Peter's life, or at the day. Christ, they were speaking. He sent the disciples ahead across the Sea of Galilee. And the storm was windy, and the waves were crashing, and Christ came walking on the water. And Peter called out, "If that's you, Christ, tell me to come." Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water. He didn't sit there and analyze it. Do I have the faith to walk on this water? Will that water support me? He saw Christ, and he asked Christ, "Can I come to you?" And as long as he focused on Christ, he could walk on the water. Soon as he took his eyes off Christ, he sank. And we say he lost his faith, he had lack of faith. And that's what we do in our life. When our faith fails us, it's not because we don't have the faith. We take our eyes off of God, off our relationship with Him, and turn it on situations that have come up in our lives. And they seem bigger than God at that time. And so we go down the tube just like Peter. And just like Peter, God is there with His hand stretched out to us, waiting for us to take His hand and look back on Him and say, "By your faith, by you, God, I could do this." Faith isn't what we should be majoring on. People say that people have great faith. People that have great faith, I bet they have great relationship with God. And what we see is their faith as an outcropping of their relationship with God. In a devotional that we have at home, it says, I am nearer than you think. Richly present it in all your moments. You are connected to me by my love bonds that nothing can sever. However, you may sometimes feel alone because your union with me is invisible. Ask me to open your eyes so that you can find me everywhere. The more you are aware, more aware you are of my presence, the safer you feel. This is not some sort of escape from reality. It is turning into the ultimate reality. I am far more real than the world you can see, hear, and touch. Faith is the confirmation of things we do not see and the conviction of the reality, perceiving as real facts of what is not revealed to the senses. I myself need to take more time to have the proper relationship with the Lord, my Savior, my God. I know that He covers my back. He has my back. His love never fails. And as long as I keep Him in focus, trusting in what He has for me, I know that I could ask Him whatever in my prayers and He will answer me. I have access to all His riches, His protection, His healing. Whatever I need in my life, He has provided for me. As long as I keep my relationship with Him in proper perspective, that He is number one, and I need to always keep focusing on Him and not the situation, not what's happening in the world, not what's happening in my life, because my eyes will lie to me. God never lies to me. And His reality is the ultimate reality and not what's happening on this earth. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we just come before You and thank You for this time and just that You've given us a relationship to You. And I just pray that if there is any here in this church that haven't stepped forth and committed their heart to You, that they will just do that and that they will learn of Your relationship and trust. And we just praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.